I øjeblikket står jeg på toppen af København, så at sige. Ej, ikke helt op, der er altså nogle tårne, der er højere. Men et sted på Østerbro, hvor man har en tagterrasse. Den tagterrasse har man indrettet som en have. Jeg ved ikke, om det er en køkkenhave rigtigt, men jeg ved i hvert fald, at de har et drivhus. Og det her drivhus, det bruger de så som restaurant. Og det hedder simpelthen Gros Drivhus. Der har man så holdt en præsentation af Berlin. Men vi gør det i engelsk. I've just told the listeners, and I know that you understood it because you can speak Swedish, so you understood my Danish. And when we are talking about Berlin, especially, of course, this year, I know a lot of people are still working with their holiday plans. And what are they going to experience if they go to Berlin this year?
Berlin, yes. Thank you very much, first of all. Berlin has a lot of new things to offer for 2025, and especially this summer. Where do I start? I think I start with our Museum Island. As you know, Museum Island is protected by UNESCO, consists of 5 museums, and is world known and have also art from all over the world. We're going to celebrate 200 years of this fantastic island. A lot of celebrations starting this summer, and that's because it was exactly 200 years ago that the first of these 5 museums were starting to be built, the old museum, Altes Museum.
I didn't actually know. I visited a couple of years ago, but I didn't produce any radio. It was just as a tourist walking around, and it was amazing. I didn't have so much time, which I wanted to, but maybe I should take a trip to Berlin this year. If I'm not doing it, then I'm sure that a lot of the listeners want to go to Berlin, because it is a fantastic city. Especially, it is a fantastic city if you're young. So when we are talking about youth and diversity and things like that, it is also a special place to go.
Yes, I think actually Berlin is a city where everybody can find their own Berlin. So, okay, yes, of course, young people, they are coming to Berlin and they want to experience, and they are creative, they have a lot of energy. But I wouldn't say that it's only for young people. It's also for all kind of people, young, old, woman, man, families, you know, we're a very family-friendly city as well. It's a green city, a lot of water and a lot of space. So actually, I think it's a city for everybody. And also, you know, the Danes, they all stay young. Or
I always say the only problem for me is a mirror in the wall. I have to change it, but I don't think it's changed anything. Anyway, if they go to Berlin, they very often, yeah, they can take a flight, of course, but they can also be a little bit more environmental friendly and take the car or the train. I know a lot of people are taking the car to Berlin. Has it been more difficult in the last couple of years?
No, I don't think it's more difficult at all to take the car to Berlin. But what I can see is that Berlin is a very spread out city. It's a big city in that sense. It can take you 1 hour to go from south to north or east and west. And since Berlin has such a good public transportation system, tourists like to put their car somewhere, if they come with a car, and then walk around, or even better, ride a bike like you do here in Denmark.
Then I can whisper you something in your ear so nobody knows it. I actually have a folding bike, you know, such a small bike, which I bought in Berlin because I found a very good one. And I love to drive bike myself. I love cars, everybody knows that. But I also like to drive bike, so that is a very good idea. So my first tour on this small bike was in the heart of Berlin. Anyway, when I'm looking back in time, I've also back in time had the opportunity to do a Trabant Safari. Do that still exist?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, the Trabant car is a symbol for Berlin, for Germany, and that's going to stay in our minds. You are most welcome to take a Trabant Safari. That I think that's going to stay. But not only that, you know, there's all kind of other, you can go in the water with the boats, you can ride a bike along the wall. But yes, of course, don't we all love the Trabant car? It's such an iconic car, isn't it?
It's iconic. I don't know if I like it. It was an experience, and I can only propose people to take a trip in such a car if they have the opportunity to go to Berlin. You also talked about in your presentation something about Fraueninsel. Tell me a little bit more about that, because I didn't know that in beforehand.
Faun Insel is one of the islands that Berlin has within Berlin, or there's a lot of islands also outside of Berlin. I think it's still very much important to let the people out there to know how green Berlin is and how much water we have. Faun Insel is very special this summer, 2025, because on this island there is a small castle, and this castle has been renovated for over 7 years. It's also part of this whole landscape with castle and UNESCO, protected by UNESCO. So this summer, this little castle will be open up for the tourists. You need to take a small boat tour to go there, so it's really an island. But the history is also amazing. There's one of these kings at that time, the poison kings, and he was gathering all kind of exotic animals put on this island. What we don't know is that these animals were then some time brought into Berlin city, and this was the foundation of the popular Berlin Zoo.
But the Fraueninsel is in the center of Berlin, or is it a little bit in the outskirts?
It's a little bit. You need to take the train or the car or the bike outside, so it's not in the city center, but you know, it still belongs to Berlin, and it's beautiful.
We were talking about museums, and you have a modern art museum also, which could be very fascinating. I've never been there. Tell me a little bit about it.
What is Berlin? Berlin is culture, and Berlin is art, and all kind of art. This year, we have one of my favorite museums called Berlinische Galerie, which is a museum for modern art, and they are celebrating 50 years of this museum. The building itself is also interesting because it is an old, they were producing glass in there, so they went into there, and this art here is all from Berlin or made by artists who has been living in Berlin.
Of course, I was a little bit inspired when you talked about a place which was called Die Tankstelle. I mean, I've been a lot of times on the German Raststätte and got to refill my petrol into my car. Should I do a stop on Die Tankstelle?
Yeah, Die Tankstelle, meaning the gas station. It's just one of these examples what's going on in Berlin. Berlin never stops. And actually, this has right now being turned into an art gallery, and with quite a famous U.S. art gallery. So, but this is just one of example how a tourist coming to Berlin will always, first of all, find something new and also find something that can be a story to bring back home.
And then I have a special message to people who want to see racing, motor racing. You don't have to tell anything about that. I know about it. Tempelhof. In the middle of July, they have a big Formula E race, a two-day Formula E experience. And the 12th and the 13th of July, they're doing Formula E in Berlin. And I have, as somebody knows, been commentating Formula E at Eurosport for many, many years, and I've visited Berlin also for that race many times. I can only recommend people to go there. And I can tell you one thing. If you think that maybe Formula One can be a little bit boring, there's not so much overtaking and so on, it is totally different when it comes to Formula E. They're overtaking all the time. So now you got a new knowledge, Katharina.
Yes, I have a new knowledge, and you are right. And the Tempelhof Airport, this whole area, there's so much going on there, isn't it? It's so filled with
history. I've been there for a fashion show.
I know. I mean, the building is still one of the biggest buildings in the world. That's amazing. And also new for your listener is that they just opened up an exhibition on the roof called the Tower of Tempelhof. And I must say, it's a small exhibition about aviation and the history of aviation. For instance, I don't know if you know that Lufthansa actually was founded in Berlin. And Lufthansa, you know, Air Hansa. And so a little bit of this story as well. And you are on the roof, and you have an amazing, you can just stand there and look at Berlin. It looks beautiful.
I can tell you one thing. I thought I knew something about Berlin. I have realized that there's so much knowledge, there's so much experience. So I have the intention to go to Berlin. And I could, for example, go to Berlin in the beginning of November, where you have the Freedom Week.
Yes, this is something new that we have. Last year, we celebrated 35 years fall of the wall. And of course, the history of the wall, it's very important for Berlin and for the whole world, I would say. So now we have rethinking how can we act and what is the legacy of this history that we have. So the city decided to make Freedom Week, because we think that Berlin is also a city of freedom in a sense, also in the political sense, what all the city has been going on. So we invited, there's going to be a big congress with journalists from all over the world coming, dissidents also, and there's going to be workshops going on, and basically we're going to have political discussions about how to preserve democracy and how to continue in a good way with the history.
If I go there, then I'm quite sure I come back home with a lot of sound recording, and then of course I will bring it further on to all the people who are listening to this podcast. Thank you for the conversation.
Thank you very much, and welcome. I say welcome to all the Danes.
Thank you.